Catholic cardinals from the United States spent 2 days in Rome this week. They were discussing the ongoing sexual abuse scandal with Pope John Paul II. The prelates agreed that sexual abuse is a crime and serial abusers should be removed from priestly work. But there appear to be differences on how to handle a priest known to have committed one sexual crime. Several cardinals gathered in Philadelphia at the end of the week for a university fundraiser, and that's when Philadelphia's Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua announced he and his colleagues agree that even one-time offenders should be stripped of their priestly duties. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Bevilacqua made his statement in order to correct what he called a misunderstanding of what the American cardinals had agreed upon during their two-day meeting in Rome. Some Catholics were upset that the Cardinals' Rome communique called for defrocking notorious serial sexual predators, but seemed to leave one-time offenders to the discretion of local bishops. Yesterday, Bevilacqua said he and his fellow cardinals are ready to go further and support a policy of zero tolerance.
No priest guilty of even one act of sexual abuse of a minor will function in any capacity in our diocese. And that's all the cardinals are agreed on that.
Bevilacqua says the cardinals will lobby for that policy when America's bishops gather in June. And because bishops operate with great autonomy, he says, the group may ask the Vatican to impose the policy nationwide.
There may be some bishops who do not hold to that, but that's why we're going to have a discussion in June.
Bevilacqua was the only cardinal to appear at a Philadelphia news conference yesterday, even though seven other cardinals were in town to attend a fundraising dinner for the Catholic University of America. University President David O'Connell says the sexual abuse scandal didn't affect donations or attendance at the dinner, but he admitted it cast a somber mood over what would have been a celebration. O'Connell tried to offer reassurance at an afternoon mass before the fundraiser. He quoted from the Gospel of John, in which Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God and faith in me."
All of us, as Catholics, regardless of our status or station within the church, have been shaken in recent weeks and months by the revelation of things so far beyond our imagination that they seem incomprehensible to us. And they are. But do not let your hearts be troubled.
Outside the basilica, a few dozen protesters gathered. Sister Maureen Turlish says the only faith she's lost because of the scandal is in the church leaders.
There's a separation here between the anguish of the people and the faith of the people in the church. The people have not lost faith. The people are intelligent, certainly, to distinguish between the Church of Jesus, whom we love, and the bureaucracy, which leaves a lot to be desired.
Turlish supports the zero-tolerance policy Bevilacqua outlined, but she wonders aloud if some of his fellow cardinals have the moral authority to enforce it, given the way they've allowed abusive priests to operate in the past. Another protester, Nancy Cunningham, complained some cardinals and bishops have been more concerned with protecting the church's image than protecting the children in their care.
I firmly believe, and I've been thinking about it and praying about it, but I really believe that the bishops and cardinals should be the shepherds of the faithful, and they should be protecting the lambs. They should be protecting the children. They have not done that. I think they should be out, and we should get new cardinals and bishops.
Much of the public's anger has been directed at Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston. Church leaders there repeatedly reassigned a priest accused of abusing children. The Boston Herald reported yesterday that plans are in the works to reassign Law to a Vatican post sometime before the June bishops' meeting and before he's scheduled to give a deposition in a sexual abuse lawsuit. Speaking on Law's behalf yesterday, O'Connell denied that report.
There is no plan whatsoever that he be replaced and be moving to Rome in June or any time in the near future. And that's directly from the cardinal.
Law helped give communion at the Philadelphia Mass. He's scheduled to celebrate Mass at home in Boston tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Philadelphia.